older people and younger people are different, we all know. But sometimes younger people don't realize that within every older person is a younger person thinking, what happened? And older people and younger people look at attention differently. When you speak with a teenager and you're a parent and you say, where are you going? What are you doing? What are we doing next? The teenager looks at attention as oppression sometimes. Mama, you're so toxic. You're bugging me. Older people look at attention and say, no one's calling. No one cares. They feel neglected. And God in heaven is thinking, how can I make my way with these people? Older people think neglected. Younger people feel oppressed. That's why in today's gospel, I underlined in Ukrainian how when you read the Bible, and in this particular parable that Jesus tells us, God never stops trying with us. He sends servants, then he sends other servants. We abuse them, we kill them. Then he finally says, I will send my only son, Jesus. And they will listen to him. No, we're busy. We don't need the attention. We don't need the interest. People sometimes approach religion like a television set or a computer. We turn it on and see what will happen. Well, if you don't push the buttons, nothing's going to happen. If you don't participate in religion, nothing's going to happen. We look at prayer sometimes like a menu. Let me order something and see if it comes through. Did you ever have a friend who treated you like that? It's like, give me this, give me that, give me that. Oh, you haven't called in a few weeks. Why is that? Well, I didn't need anything. You don't want a friend like that. And imagine how God would feel if all we treated him like was like Amazon.com. You have God.com. What can God give me? Or let me go to church and see if anything happens. People sometimes treat conversation with like that. There was a young father who had his son go to college, and he said, son, how are things going? Okay. How is school? Okay. What's going on in your life? Nothing. What are you studying? Communication. And so when we come to church, if you're waiting for something to happen, God's probably in heaven thinking, well, let me see if this kid's interested in me at all. So religion, like every other relationship, if you read it, if you study it, if you commit your life to the Lord, then things will happen. There is no reason for us to expect something from a God who we give nothing to. It's like expecting people to have friends without calling them, without talking to them, without doing anything. So today, we have a beautiful parable where God says, I send you people, I send you my son. Pay attention, take some interest. God never gets tired of forgiving us. We get tired of asking him. God never gets tired of wanting to start a relationship with us. We sometimes don't want to participate in it. We expect religion to be automatic. The only thing automatic, they say, in this life is death and taxes. As one friend said to her friend when she said, I don't want to die, the friend said, don't worry, desire is not necessary. Slava Isusu Christu.